Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the NATH Biogenes Earnings Conference Call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Monali Jain from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Mike. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to NATH Biogenes Limited Earnings Call to discuss the Q4 and FY22 results. We have on the call Mr. Satish Kagliwal, Managing Director, and Mr. Devendra Khurana, Chief Financial Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that company faces. May I now request Mr. Satish to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening. I have great pleasure in welcoming you all to discuss results financial year 2022 and future outlook at NATH Biogenes. The entire farm sector and farming community is absolutely buoyant with unprecedented farm produce prices currently prevailing in the country. Never before farm produce prices have been so high and so good. The news of bountiful monsoon has also added the cheer. With all these things, we expect a fantastic kharif season this year. Recently, Government of India has approved usage of gene editing technology in the country. This technology would lead to faster development of innovative and novel products in several crops. We at NATH Biogenes are also working on several projects in important crops with this technology. Friends, the spread of illegal BT cotton continues to disturb and affect BT cotton sales. The seed industry has been lobbying with the government for approval of the much-awaited HTBT technology. Despite of above, the future outlook for the entire seed industry and especially our company is very positive. We will continue to harness genomics and modern breeding technology to develop superior seeds. We plan to launch several tailor-made designer products in different crops and segments. Our focus as we go forward would be mustard, forage, and wheat crops. This is besides our working on current portfolio of cotton, paddy, maize, and bajra. We'll be growing in vegetable and PHN verticals as well now that our team-building efforts are complete. We should grow much faster. We also would expand our presence offshore as we introduce our products and get government approvals in next few countries. With the above welcome from my side, I will now hand over to Mr. Khurana.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us for the NATH Biogenes earnings call to discuss financial year 2022 results and outlook hereafter. I hope you would have seen the presentation which has been uploaded on the stock exchanges. Dr. V.N. Kulkarni, our Research and Development Chief, would have joined this conference, but he is currently in Sudan trying to seek permission for our cotton seeds from the government of Sudan. We wish him all the luck. As you are all aware, the entire seed sector has been facing significant stress on account of climate vagaries and influx of illegal seeds in cotton. That goes apart from the problems faced by the farming community because of COVID. We too have been facing these headwinds. However, despite these challenges, we have been able to maintain our performance on various parameters, and I will discuss those in detail. A few years ago, we had embarked on an exercise to de-risk our business model and diversify the revenue contribution from our product portfolio. We had mentioned that we are making efforts to reduce the revenue contribution from cotton and paddy to around 50% of the top line, and at the same time, increase the contribution from non-cotton, non-paddy segment. I'm happy to report that this strategy is delivering, and contribution from cotton and paddy segment has gone down to 59% from 62% last year. Similarly, the company had started working on rationalization and improving of the working capital cycle. I am happy to report that despite an extremely challenging environment, we have been able to reduce our working capital cycle. We have also been able to rationalize our receivable days, which has come down from 130 to almost 115 now. Overall inventory has decreased, and we expect the inventory levels to normalize further over the next two seasons. While we are discussing the balance sheet, I would also like to discuss the provision that we have created this year. These provisions are created against the advances which had been given to our contract farmers to grow the seed, a usual practice in this sector. We have been working with over 50,000 contract farmers over the last 3 to 4 years and have had a natural cycle of production. However, the situation has been on a decline over the last 2-3 years, primarily on account of COVID. Our farming community has been facing undue stress either on account of climate vagaries or due to loss of lives of the key family member on account of COVID. While we are working on an amicable solution with the farmers and growers to recover our advances, as a matter of abundant precaution, we have made a provision for the potential bad advances to the farmers. The company would continue to make all the necessary efforts to recover these payments through recovery or through future production. However, we would ensure that our farmers are not aggrieved further and all viable options are worked out with them. I will now discuss the operational and financial performance in more details. As I mentioned earlier, this was a challenging year for the sector as a whole, and we have been facing our own headwinds. The biggest challenge has been in the cotton segment, where the industry is still reeling from the pressure of illegal BT cotton. The country saw a record rise in the sale of illegal BT cotton, with sales of over 70 lakh packets, almost 20% of the national sales, and growing further. While we are working closely with industry body and government, there is insignificant impact on the ground for these talks, and the situation continues to remain the same. Our marketing team have been collaborating closely with the farmers to educate them, and because of their efforts, we have been able to maintain our cotton sales in line with what we delivered last year. We sold approximately 12 lakh packets of cotton in FY22, which is at par with FY21. However, we are confident that our efforts with farmers will yield results and we should be able to achieve a decent volume growth this year. Coming to paddy, paddy volume saw a decline of almost 29% this year. However, the decline in value was much lower at only 18%. The reason for the same was our focus on hybrid paddy, which is high value, low volume product. We have been consciously working through our research and development team towards increasing the products and sales of hybrid paddy over OP paddy, and hence this aspect and impact. Going forward, while there could be a volume stagnancy in paddy, the revenue and margins from this segment are expected to remain high. Coming to vegetable and PNS segment, We had created separate verticals for these two segments with resolute leads and teams and have tried to penetrate new territories in both these segments. However, these areas are yet to stabilize and hence there has been some decline in this segment. However, here also we are trying to create a suitable product mix with low volumes but high revenues, and we expect this to grow. Other field crops like bajra, maize, mustard and wheat have shown strong value growth of more than 27%. This is in spite of the volume reduction of 12%, thereby proving our efforts to create low volume, high value products. And the effort would continue to boost this segment in future also. I will now touch on the financial performance. Revenue was down 9.5% year to year, primarily due to reduced sales of paddy. However, I am happy to inform once again that the contribution margin was maintained at 55% this year. EBITDA fell to around 13% due to enhanced credit passed to the trade. The same was done to ensure trades in this turbulent time, sales in this turbulent time, but we expect this to be covered this year. We have had, in spite of all the issues, an operating positive cash flow of around 17 CR. And the board has once again recommended a 20% dividend for financial year 22. Coming to our future growth outlook, in cotton, we are confident of achieving a volume growth of around 10 to 15%. Paddy would be again on similar lines. In vegetable and non-field crops, we are confident of achieving a 20% plus growth rate. This should help us to achieve a revenue growth of 10 to 15% in FY23. We are once again confident that our gross margins will be maintained at 50% plus. With this, I will open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Varun G from Dimensional Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. So I have two questions. Firstly, if you could let us know that in the other crops, what impacted the volumes in Q4?
If you go through the presentation, you would be able to get this figure right. But let me tell you, in cotton, there was no volumetric decline. Paddy declined by about 29% in volume and 18% in value. Field crops...
In other crops, which crop impacted the volume overall? Because till Q3, the overall volumes were better than FY21.
Let me... cotton, I said, paddy, I said. Field crops, we club crops like bajra, jawar, maize, wheat and mustard. This one showed a 27% rise in value. And in vegetable and PNS segment, the volumetric growth was down by 41%, but the value was down by only 28%. We basically cover cotton separately, paddy separately, field crops separately, and vegetables and PNS separately.
So this other crops, volume was down because of vegetables.
So you cannot say other crop volume was down, other crop volume was okay, vegetable volume was down, and paddy volume was down. Other, there was a rise and cotton was a maintenance.
Okay. Secondly, you mentioned you guided for 15-20% growth in paddy. So that would be on what level? On this 59,000, on this low base, or would it be on the previous year's base?
My request would be that when I made a statement, I am trying to say that we are trying to create a low volume, high value mix.
Okay.
Even if the volumes go down, technically the value should go up. This is exactly what happened in paddy. We dropped in volume by 29%, but we dropped in value by only 18%. Hybrid is a better contributing and better paying rice with the lower volumes. So the company can be judged from drop in value, not by drop in volumes. That's my request.
So overall the revenues grew in paddy in FY22?
Yes.
And how are you seeing the overall demand for the kharif crops and rabi crops going forward? And due to climate change, there has been some drop in yields of wheat and other crops. So if you could throw some light on that.
I would request Mr. Karliwal to let you know that, please.
Can you please repeat the question, please?
Wanted to know the outlook for the crops, the overall, like wheat and all. I've been reading that there has been the overall production impact due to heat wave and all. So, and even other crops, if you could give us, throw some light on how do you see the overall production and demand?
Like Mr. Khurana has already explained, we are working on 15 to 20% growth in practically all the crops. In paddy, we are talking about minimum, the value growth will be more and volume growth will be less. In cotton, we have talked about maintaining last year, and this year there will be slight growth. In terms of production, there have been challenges in production of seed because of climatic changes, but we will be able to measure up to the requirement and with our stocks that we hold and also the production which has been taken up. So we overall will be growing by, I would say, 20% plus.
Okay. So 20% plus, so that would be around 10% over FY21, because this year the revenues have degrown. Approximate 10%.
Yeah, you can calculate like that. You can calculate like that. No problem.
And could you throw some light on the new products which were launched this quarter, this year?
We have launched several new products. We'll be launching several new products this year. We have very interesting names. We have in cotton a product called Sanket. We have in paddy, hybrid, we have a product called Dharat Gold and Dhoom 09. And we have Dominator Gold in maize, and we also have NDH07 in Bali. So there are several products. We have a big lineup of products being launched this year, coming up from our research and development wing. Several products are coming up.
And this would increase the realization with these new products.
Yeah, obviously. The idea is to give better genomics, better products, superior products, and also increase volumes and value more.
What guidance do you provide on the EBITDA margin for FY22?
We have been working on that. See, what happens is EBITDA fell this year basically because of additional credit which was given to the market. We were trying to maintain the top line, which did get maintained. We dropped only by about 8-9%, which is okay in a bad year. Our employee cost has also gone up based on our expectations for this year. Now, they will not increase, financial cost will not increase, and the employee cost will not increase. So, EBITDA margin is going to go up. It has been around, say, around 25 plus, but it should reach touch around 20.
Around 20%.
Yeah, this is a wild guess, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pratik Prajapati from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. My first questions would be on the revenue side. What were the major causes of revenue decline, especially on the paddy volume decline? If you can give me some explanation on it.
Prateek, I put it down categorically in my opening remark that the top line has taken a beating basically because of paddy. Paddy, there was a volumetric decline because we are trying to switch from OP to hybrid paddy. And the overall decline of paddy has brought down my top line by about 8-9%. This is a strategic shift in which we are trying to introduce. You see, when a new product is introduced into the market, it doesn't get accepted the same day. It takes year, 2 years, 3 years for the same to be accepted. So this revenue decline is a temporary setback. This will be recovered in our next year, 2 years.
Okay. On the EBITDA margin, in the previous question, you have just said that there would be the 1x effect. So that would be the reason for the margin decline for the current year from 13% to earlier 21%. And what we can see for the next 2 to 3 years would be the EBITDA margin.
Like I said, that EBITDA margin has taken a beating because of additional incentive that was passed to trade. Normally, we give around 18%. This year, it went to almost about 26-27%. And that would be remaining same even based on the top line. So that will help. And the employee cost and other expenses will not change. So automatically, I expect EBITDA to go back to, if not to the original level immediately, then maybe at least to 25%. I was being conservative.
Okay, sir. Sir, one more question on the outlook side. What is the outlook on the ongoing Kharif season? How do you expect it to be for the rest of the year?
We have placed all our products already into the market. Like Mr. Kagliwal said, the monsoon news is good. Our products are already lined up with the dealer distributors, and people are waiting for the proper rains to set in so that the goods can be lifted. So hopefully, by the time this quarter ends, we should be in a good position. Cotton has been placed, paddy has been placed, all other field crops have been placed.
Okay. And one more last question on the cotton side. How do you see cotton production this year? Will it be the better? And what are the early trends suggesting regarding the cotton productions and the demand?
Sir, would you like to answer?
Production this year. Cotton production?
Yes. Yes. Production and the
cotton production has been affected. The cotton production has not been to the level expected. But naturally, those who are having inventory are managing with the inventory. So there is definitely a little bit of a shortage in supply of cotton in certain products. Not all products, certain products.
The demand side, anything would you like to say on the cotton demand side?
Demand side also is very good. There is expectation that cotton overall sale will grow for the entire country by 15-20%. It may vary from state to state, but there is an upswing in cotton sales because farmers are preferring cotton. So there can be a growth of 10-15% minimum in cotton sales vis-à-vis last year. It's only affected by illegal BT, which has been making inroads factory in the newer areas. So the illegal BT or ST, the illegal STBT is making inroads growing. So we are hoping that this year at least it doesn't grow. But then current news or information is that illegal BT has already been there supplied and is growing. So outlook for cotton is 10-15% growth.
Industries-wise, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the last questions on the cotton pricing side. So we have recently seen the pricing, cotton pricing has risen. So how can one see the current pricing happen in the cotton? It will be on the rising trend or would be the stable or you can see more concern?
I'm not able to hear clearly. There is some disturbance. I'm not able to hear clearly your question. Can you repeat, please?
Yeah. I will repeat you. So recently we have seen the price rise in the cotton.
Yes.
So how can one see the current pricing happening in the cotton, sir?
Hmm. Current price, the government has permitted the increase of price of 5% to 810 rupees a packet. So the farmers are buying at a higher price compared to last year.
Okay. So do you think that price would be corrected or maybe sustainable at that level, or maybe have a chance to rise more from this level?
Mr. Prajapati, this varies from product to product, area to area, time to time. This is a little bit of a delay. That's like fixed price. It varies. There is an effort to increase the price by the companies and dealers. And demand, supply, I mean, this is a big thing, but there is a, there'll definitely be an improvement in selling price compared to last year.
Sir, let me enter. Prateek. The cotton price is government regulated. We do nothing about it.
Okay.
Weaving cotton, it is market demand and supply which creates the whole scene. Okay. So when the boss says the price will be increased, he's talking of all other crops. Cotton is government regulated. Government has given 810. Okay, 810. Next year if they say 800 or 830, 800 or 830. Okay. That's the government. That comes under the government regulation, please.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you from my side.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Priya Harwani from Perpetuity Venture. Please go ahead. Ms. Priya, can you hear us?
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you now. Please go ahead.
So the first question is on vegetable segment. So how we are seeing growth in this segment, and have you introduced any new categories or products, sir?
Ma'am, I said that in vegetable, we expect to grow 20% plus year to year.
Mm-hmm.
Our research team has been working. We have a dedicated research team headed by Dr. Chandra Pathak. And he looks after vegetable research only. We have 5-7 breeders working under each crop, like be it tomato or okra, or be it gourds, or be it chili, or brinjal, or cucumber, and others. So constantly new products are introduced into the market, and vegetable we expect to be one of our stronger segments down the line.
Okay, that's helpful. And so one more question. What are the growth prospects on Vinchivin?
Vinchivin, we had extremely high hopes. Government regulations are pinning it down. We are trying to fight it out because this product needs to be regulated and licensed in each state. And without that, it cannot be sold. So as a result, we find that we had expected Vinchivin to grow around 30% plus, which currently it is not growing, although the product deserves to grow like that. So we are hoping that it will be maintained at 20% plus for a year or so until the government regulations and the state licenses are placed in place. Once that is done, we'll go back to 30% plus. It's a beautiful product.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anirudh Agarwal from AAA Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question was actually on cotton. So how many packets have we placed this year?
It is around 16, 17 lakhs.
Okay. And so you are expecting sales return to be lower this year. That is the source of volume.
Yeah, last year was 27. Though this year we are hoping to be maintained at about, let us say, 15% upper limit. This is what the marketing has showed me. Let's hope it stays that way.
Right, sir. Got it. And secondly, sir, in terms of vegetables, I mean, I got the answer on Vinchivin, but vegetables a couple of years back, we were expecting it to be a really high growth segment, right? So what has changed or what is impacting us there in terms of growth?
Nothing has changed. We were expecting it to be a high growth segment. It continues to be our high growth segment. I made a statement that if other products or other segments are growing at 10-15%, then this one will grow at 20% plus. We had a change of leadership last year, so the whole team had to be changed because the leader wanted the team based on his system. Plus, we added more territory, which takes a little time to establish. Please understand, agriculture is a slow-growing process. You put a very good product this year, and if people like it, next year it grows by about 10%, and the next year it grows by 40%. So consistency in product, consistency in effort is still on at our level. Research is also continuing to get in more products over a period of time, and we are still very upbeat on the vegetable segment.
Understood, sir. Okay, my next question, sir, was on the advances write-off. So, I mean, how are we going to protect ourselves, because this advances is the core of our business, right, or the nature of our business. So what steps are we going to take to protect ourselves from this, like, recurring in the future?
I think that's a very nice question. It covers one area which I have, touched upon during my presentation. Please understand that this company has been in business for almost about 25 years now, and we have never reached a situation where our advances have gone bad.
Right.
I always create a provision for bad debts year after year. Any bad debt, any customer which doesn't pay me within 3 years, I provide for it and I get out of the system by taking a hit on the profit and loss account. Advances, we have never faced this situation. This was a unique situation. For the last 3 years, the entire farming community was reeling under pressure. The farmers were either dying or they were committing suicide. At this particular juncture, if you force them for recovery through whatever fair, unfair means, this will create a very bad effect on the farming community. We as a company do have the strength to take a hit as and when required. So your question, why it will not be, or what we are doing to ensure that it will not happen in future, the answer automatically it has never happened before. So we don't expect it to happen again. Even if we find that some grower is unable to give the required supply, he covers it in the next production. But here, year after year, the poor guy has got stuck. So as a result, we can't, wish it away. So that's why we have taken a bit this year, once for all, so that then next year also you can start with a fresh start. But to add it to this, I am not saying that they are being written off. I have only created a provision for this. We will continue in our effort, looking at each farmer or the grower. If he has a capacity, I will give him production next year. Maybe pay him only 50% and get 100% reduction, production, and that will reduce his bad debts or his advances, thereby showing recovery in the coming years.
Right. Mr. Sir, so this amount I'm now understanding must have been accumulated over the last 3-4 years, right? Because
yes, I have said it was accumulated over the last 3-4 years. Basically, this is a COVID hit to my company.
Understood, sir. Right. And sir, in terms of cotton, what is the price differential that you're seeing in the market between the legal seeds and their product?
Sorry?
What is the price differential between the illegal seeds that are plaguing the market and the official rate at which we are selling?
Like I said, that our price is controlled by the government. So this was 810 this year. Sir, would you know what is the illegal seed?
There is a thing standard about it. So it varies from place to place. Some products which people are commanding let's say premium is even selling at 1500 rupees a packet. This is the information we have. We have no proof. And some people, even when they are introducing a product, they can even sell at 600, 700 rupees. So it is varying from place to place. But they are wanting to command a premium, saying that this is a superior technology. And farmers who get convinced even pay up to 1500 rupees a packet.
Okay, sir, thank you. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Niket from Gruber Systems. Please go ahead.
Hi. Namaste, Satish ji and Devendra ji.
Namaste.
My first question is on climate change, inflation, any crisis which comes across. I'm an avid reader from many years, and I've been knowing that this is going to come. In fact, I keep sharing my articles to the company. So climate change and inflation, I see this as an opportunity for a company like us, which is a research and science oriented company. So how do we see this as a company? Because this is going to be the theme for next 5-10 years, and how, as a research and science-oriented company, how do we, see the future? Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it's a big challenge because climate change is affecting practically our entire agriculture all over the world. Now, basically, it's a heat. The temperatures are rising practically everywhere. So, this is one point. So, let's say predicting what kind of a climate change is going to happen, and based on those changes, what kind of a crop, what kind of changes you will bring in the crop are needed to be done. So, like, let me give an example to you. We have been working on heat tolerance in a big way in India because there is hardly any production of any vegetables in summer. Planting beginning January, February and growing in the month of May, June. So we had an absolute drought of vegetables, especially tomatoes and things like that. So we have developed a tomato hybrid called Nath Akhand. And we last week only, our team harvested this product in Rajasthan at 47 degrees temperature. Absolutely firm and tasty. And growing fantastically. I'm sincerely connoisseur of such a product development. I can see the pictures. Fantastic. So we have been developing, working on heat tolerance. We have been also working on, let's say, field holding capacity for things like paddy. Supposing the crop gets inundated in rains because of excessive rains, so the crop should not be damaged. There should be no fungal stress coming in. So we have been working on introducing certain more stress tolerance abilities in the crop, so that our crop, when it is found in the clutches of climate due to climate change, we are able to survive and grow. So I give you just a few examples. We are practically working in several crops in different regions and different segments, so that farmer doesn't get that much loss because of the climate change which happens.
Okay, sir.
That's a big challenge. It's a big challenge because to predict what changes are going to happen and then to do research in that direction is not easy, but we have a plan. We have a plan to develop several climate resilient products.
Exactly, sir. So because yeah. That is, I mean, that crisis can be an opportunity for a company like us.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's an opportunity and a challenge. So I think it is a challenge.
Yes, sir. And one more thing, I last asked Devenderji also. So inflation, is inflation, I mean, in general, inflation good for our company? Because that is also, again, a theme for the next 5 years.
What happens is, please understand, seed cost is only 8 to 10% of the overall input that the farmer puts into the field. So even if there is an inflation of, say, 8%, 10%, the price will go up by only 1% in his overall system. So inflation generally doesn't help us much, especially in cotton where the government doesn't, you know, implement the inflation into the rates of the cotton. But if you have good products with good demand and they're doing good yield and the farmers are happy, automatically the price rise that happens is much more than the inflation.
All right, sir. Sir, one more thing. You said like we are focusing on premium products rather than volume. So, being in an, I mean, in India as a business, from a business background, sir, do you think how, you know, should we keep revisiting our strategy? Because India is basically a high volume, low margin in many cases. You know, is this strategy, how would it pan out?
Let me answer that. I did not say premium products. I only said low volume, high margin product. Okay?
Oh, okay. So
if you, yes. If you take cotton, in any case, is all hybrid. There is no regular cotton there. But if you take paddy, and if you sell a hybrid seed, it sells at 120, 130, 140 rupees a packet per kg. Whereas the other one sells only 30 rupees or 40 rupees, 35 rupees. So as a result, hybrid gives you better yield. So when I say we are going for low volume, high yield, high value products, they are also, please understand, high yield products.
Understood, sir.
Otherwise, farmer will not take a high value product with lower yield.
Exactly, sir. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Sir, one more thing. Last year, the government had a statement saying that, you know, they would like to double the farmer income. So, I mean, do we see that as a big positive in our business How is it?
Yeah, surely, surely. So be positive. You see, as you see, the government has already increased the MSP by about 50-60%. From paddy was 13 rupees, it has become 19 rupees. Wheat was almost 14 rupees, has become 20 rupees. So MSP has been increasing of the major commodity prices. So when the prices is good, farmer is at a better price, he is ready to invest more in seeds, which is very good for the seed industry as well as he himself. So realizing good prices is, I would say, good for the entire agriculture system.
Yes, sir. Sir, one more thing. I had been reading about buybacks. So any plan since, you know, the stock is available at a good price. So is there any plan to execute the buyback?
Buyback, we had thought about it. My existing bankers are saying either you go for dividend or you go for buyback as of now.
Sir, buyback kar lo, dividend nahi chahiye.
Your point is well taken. We have not ruled it out. Only thing is we have continued to maintain our dividend for this year also, in spite of top line, bottom line, whatever. We deserve that. We feel that the investing community deserves that much or more down the line. I know that the price is very lucrative at this juncture. Mostly it must be floating less than the intrinsic value. We have full faith in our company, and I'm sure investing community also has full faith. Let's currently stay with it. We will continue to argue with our bankers, and the moment it comes through, we'll come back to you.
Okay, sir. Sir, lastly, any plan to modernize our website where, you know, is there any chance in agriculture where we can directly have, you know, something like an online portal where the farmers can directly buy seeds from us, which can also be a small initiative, but it can reduce our cycle.
This is a beautiful point. We are working towards digital marketing. We are also trying to tie up with this Amazon and places, people like that, so that even our vegetable kits can be put onto the site. And you can go and buy it directly from either our site on e-commerce portal, or if that doesn't happen immediately, then maybe from other sites. But please understand, digital marketing, retail marketing is a different concept altogether. We are into distributor marketing, putting our products with the farmer on the field and teaching him how to grow it. But we are definitely working on it. It would come through down the line.
Just an example, sir, if I am a farmer, let's assume I consistently use your, you know, our seed. So in that case, you know, I can also go online to our website directly and have a discount where, you know, there's no middleman.
We would love that. We would love to pass a dealer distributor discount directly to the farmer. We don't want to earn anything out of it. But please understand, in villages, the distributor or the dealers are supreme.
Agreed, sir.
The moment I start circumventing the gentleman, the whole village will be told, Nath ka seed bekar hai yaar, kahi ko le raha hai.
Agreed, sir.
And I don't have an option in that. But we are trying to get into the urban population, which would like to grow our seed, like you would like to create a kitchen garden behind your house, or even in your company for that matter in Mumbai. We are trying to cater to that first. Okay?
Exactly, sir. So, actually, one more segment which is coming, as we know, organic and all-natural segment, where the urban sector is looking for, you know, seeds and home crops or home, you know, cultivation. So, that can
now,
also be.
Now, in that, what happens is, let us say you go to the market and you pick up organic tomato. The seed still remains the same. It's a way of growing.
Correct.
So the farmer will ensure that whether he uses organic fertilizers or he uses NCP or whatever he wants to use.
Correct, sir. So we are viable for that.
Are viable for that segment. That segment is likely to grow on its own depending upon the demand coming from the educated sector.
Yes, sir. Sir, last question. So we have taken a hit based on receivables or loans. So is this, I mean, is that seems to impacted our you know profitability which you have maintained from last many years. So is this an industry prone issue or maybe you know it just happened to company to us to our company? How is it like, sir?
I answered this explicitly in the last one. I'll reiterate on that. Firstly, it is not a loan. It was an advance given for seed production. Secondly, this is definitely not a regular feature. It happens once in a while. And if it happens once in a while, we would knock off everything. I don't want to unnecessarily carry the legacy over a period of time. Thirdly, this has only happened the profitability as an exceptional item. It has not happened hampered my profitability above the and this is the one-time feature. It doesn't happen every day.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. I mean, lovely talking to you. And
yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Due to paucity of time, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Khurana for closing comments, please.
At the outset, let me thank everybody. It's not easy to be coming at around 5:30, but then since we are in the peak of season, we also did not have much time. And for your information, Mr. Kagliwal landed in Aurangabad only at 4 o'clock in the morning today, and he is attending with you. Thank you for being with us. My only request to the investing community and the analytical company is that once in a while, if I like to knock off certain things which happens as a temporary setback, the company doesn't stop growing. Our search for all the verticals is beautifully in place. We have a vertical for cotton and paddy and vegetable and other field crops. Scientists of repute are heading that. Company is giving good products year after year. They are being well accepted by the farming community also. Our cotton is continues to remain first, second in the ICI trials conducted by an independent government body. So we are here to stay and grow. Please stay with us. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.